We're at the Medina County Fair, and it's time to break the door down again on our Ask the AD segment. We figured, since we are at the Medina County Fair, who better than to break that door down than the Medina Athletic Director, Todd Hotke. Todd, thanks for coming on, man. How are you?
Good. Thanks for inviting me out, Bull, and real pleasure to be here with you guys.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. I haven't seen you since you were settled up right next to me at what was then known All-Pro Freight Stadium when you were the official scorer. And my, oh my, has your career taken off since then. Since flashing signals to me in between the glass, you've gone on to do a lot of great things, and I know you're really excited but very busy right now at the very beginning of what really is kind of the busiest season for all athletic directors.
Yep, August is definitely, you're coming back off a long summer. It's the busiest with the most sports that are in action this time of year, and everybody needs something. They need a question, equipment, some advice sometimes. So it's very busy with all the communication that we have to do at this time of year.
No question about it. Well, when you think about fall sports, the first thing that pops up is football. I mean, you're a former football coach yourself. You know how that works.
Yep.
Practice began officially on Monday, correct?
Correct. Football was the only sport in the Ohio that started on Monday, July 31st, and then everything else got into action yesterday on August 1st. So all our other sports were ready to go, and today everybody was there, and it was just good to see all the kids out there and our coaches doing what they do this time of year.
So. Obviously, I'm sorry, didn't mean to cut you off there, but obviously a lot of excitement for Medina football, as I think it usually is. Jimmy Daw, of course, breaking all kinds of records in the county last year, seemed to live in the end zone. He's off the ball state.
Yep.
But what's expected from the football program this year? I'm sure people are very excited.
Well, again, we had a really good senior class last year, big senior class. Expectations were high, and I think they met all those expectations getting to the second round of the playoffs. This year coming in, Larry Laird, we hired a new coach. Dan Sutherland stepped down, and we brought Larry Laird, who used to be our coach back in 2010, was at Strongsville and Avon Lake in between, and he came back over the summer, and we're glad to have him back. And he's been working the kids hard since January, February in the weight room. We have a lot of good skilled position players coming back. We have Dylan Fultz, Will Mercurio, Gavin Montgomery, who started quarterback a few games for us. So our skill positions we're very confident in. We lose basically 80% of our offensive line, and those are the positions we're going to have to fill. And I think they can do it. With time, they're going to have to get the experience, and that's what they're doing right now in practice and scrimmages. And hopefully our non-conference gets us ready for the meat grinder that is the Greater Cleveland Conference. So.
Todd Hotke, the athletic director at Medina, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. I want to ask you a question about this whole August. I mean, because August is such an interesting month, and I think as a former coach, you know, you've seen this so many times, but what's the most difficult part about that month as a coach? Because I think you learn a lot of different things. You know, what kind of shape do these kids keep themselves in over the summertime? What were they doing in the spring that may translate into the early stages of camp? What are some of those things you're looking for as a coach?
I think you're looking to one, get them into shape and condition. I mean, it seems like sports nowadays are 365 days. It's not just it's fall, it's winter, it's spring. They're always working out. But I think you got to get the kids in shape. And you're also looking to see those underclassmen and those positions that need to be filled. You know, you always have an idea of what that roster is going to look like and maybe positions, but it doesn't always work out that way. So I think right now our coaches are trying to get their rosters set. We have some sports at Medina that are cut sports and need tryouts. We have others that everybody who goes out makes it. And right now they're just trying to get their bearings straight and who's going to be where. And basically team bonding's a big thing right now. And what's our identity going to be? I think you hear that a lot. Every team is trying to figure out what their identity is going to be for this upcoming fall sports season.
Sure, and I think you're exactly right. That's not just football. That's just about every single fall sport, and we'll use that to kind of transition into some of the other sports that you have. How many fall sports do you guys have?
We have 9 in total, and we also have cheerleading, so 10 total. But we have boys and girls soccer, boys and girls cross country, volleyball, girls tennis. I'm probably going to miss one, and somebody's going to be upset with me.
Well, you mentioned you've got 9. You got the number right. That's all that really matters.
Yeah,
so you
right.
got the number
they know who
right.
They are.
Yeah, and I know we've mentioned football, and there's somebody else out there, I'm pretty sure. But
well, let's just stick with nine. Obviously, with each sport comes with it a different set of excitement, and obviously you've got a number of individual standouts in those sports other than football. Starting with volleyball, what are some of the prospects there? I know, again, the first week of the training camp for all these fall sports, a lot of excitement.
Yep.
Maybe a little bit of apprehension, too, because you just don't know what you have. Like you said before, you're kind of searching for your identity. But I guess we can start with volleyball. What are some of the, what's some of the excitement there?
Some of the excitement coming back, Joe Ortenzi. It'll be his second year as our head coach. Last year was his first year, so he got his feet wet. A lot of excitement coming back. We have a senior in Alyssa Hudak, who's being recruited by some Division I schools. We have a lot of underclassmen who are going to step up and fill roles. And I think the one thing that we're very excited about is they had a good summer. They went to Ashland University and I believe came in runners up with some of the top schools in the state. So, you know, they led up to this OHSAA season by doing some things with tournaments and camps, and there was a lot of success. So we're hoping to build that into our conference season, which, again, I can't express. I will argue with anybody that the Greater Cleveland Conference is possibly one of the toughest conferences in the state of Ohio.
And I think you deserve some sort of award, because we have to go back to the baseball season as to why you deserve this award. Anybody that can spend seven innings with Rob Polinski deserves a plaque or a certificate of some sort. You went extra innings with Rob Polinski. I mean, I can't even imagine what kind of an experience that was. And of course, referring to that playoff game last year between Avon and Medina, and what an experience that had to be for you as an AD, because, of course, you want your teams to advance, but you're probably sitting there pulling your hair out watching that game.
I mean, it was a four-hour marathon. I mean, we were there from literally 5 o'clock until 9, 10 o'clock, and it was anything that can happen in a baseball game probably could have happened, and I know that's not possible, but it just seemed like the sacrifice bunt that was just inches that our pitcher just brushed over and didn't touch that would have ended the game on a suicide squeeze. A foul ball sack fly that just was past third base that we scored a tying run or a run on. I mean, there's just everything in that game. And I know we had a lot of people listening to the game on EOL. We really appreciate the coverage. And I know Avon as well and Eric Frombach, but they were a great team, and we were lucky to come away with that. And Rob calling the game, it was just great, because we had teams who were also competing in regional games out there, and they were listening in restaurants and on their way back from competition. So it was great with what EOL does to promote it. And I know around the state, around the country, there was just a lot of people listening that probably would have never known that Medina and Avon were playing in that regional semifinal game. And I did have to go up and check and make sure Rob was still awake, because I don't know what his bedtime is, but, you know, we were getting to a threshold there. But, you know, they did a great job, and they were there for the entire thing, and just a great experience for our school, our kids, and community.
I was going to say, hanging out that long with Rob, when's the tell-all book come out here? That could be a New York Times bestseller.
You got to wait till you retire is what I think is what you got to do.
That's a good point. I'm always curious, with the freshmen coming in, especially the sports seasons in the fall, volleyball, tennis, golf, whatever it may be, that they're going into. What role do you play? Is there any communication with the junior high to kind of get these guys ready to come in?
Yep, we make sure. One of the things we talk about with our varsity coaches and their programs is making sure that our junior highs and our feeder programs are in line and have the same vision. That's one of the things we always make sure, because those kids, we want them to be ready to make that next step. And you know, at Medina, my role is grade 7 through 12, so I'm actually the middle school AD as well. But we have a lot of help. I'm very fortunate to have a great team there to work with. We have people down in the middle school who help us keep the schedules as well, transportation. And there's a lot of communication between our varsity programs and our middle schools, and we want to make sure we have that, because we don't want somebody going rogue on us and doing what they feel is important. Our varsity coach should be dictating that vision and what they want to see.
Well, I mentioned earlier that we really miss you at those Lake Erie Crusher games, and one of the reasons why we miss you as much as we do is because we got a guy named Tim Granton who replaced you. And I'm busting his chops because he's our studio producer today. But he also mentioned your boys' soccer team had a heck of a year last season, and I'm sure you guys are really excited about this fall coming up.
And our soccer community here in Medina is top-notch. I mean, our girls' and boys' soccer teams are nationally recognized and renowned. And, you know, our boys last year, a great run into the Final Four. We ran into the eventual state champions in St. Ignatius, who beat us on basically a penalty kick that has been on social media to see, but it was a great game. They won, they earned it, and they went on and won the state championship. And but it was a great experience for our kids getting to the Final Four, and that's what our expectations are, because being in the conference we are, our boys didn't even win the conference championship last year. They lost to a tough Shaker Heights ended up winning it. And but that's how tough the conference is, because your third and fourth place teams are good enough to get to the Grade 8, the Elite 8, the Sweet 16. Boys basketball last year, our conference had five teams in the district championships. Three of them made it to the Sweet 16. Baseball, three of them were in the Final 8. We could have had two teams down in Columbus last year. It's unbelievable what we have in this conference, and our sports benefit from it. It's a lot of travel going out to Mentor and Solon and Shaker and Euclid, but the benefits of the competition and the caliber of student athletes that we get to see night in and night out prepares for those OHSA tournament games, the Final Four runs, the Elite Eight runs for baseball. Our girls soccer program has won state championships. Our track, our cross country, both teams were in the top 10 last year at the state meet. We're just blessed with great student athletes, great community support, and I'm very, very fortunate to have that here at Medina.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we're talking with Todd Hockey. He's the athletic director at Medina High School. And, well, you mentioned earlier, I mean, obviously fundraising a big part of what you guys do. And I know you guys have the gold card really kind of picking up steam here as we get closer and closer to the beginning of the fall sports season.
Yep. We have Medina Athletic Boosters, and they are behind the scenes, but they are a huge part of what we do in our athletic department. Couldn't do it without them. They're our big fundraisers. And right now the big fundraiser that we'll be starting up next week is the gold cards. A gold card is a $10 purchase, but that gold card on the back of it has all these businesses in the community that people can go to, and they'll get a discount or some kind of something that promotion that they can use there. Also attached to that gold card is a buy one get one free for a ticket to a varsity sporting event. So if they come to a football game, that's $6 ticket. They basically, that card will pay for itself with that $10 purchase to come to a game and all those other savings that are on the back. So our student athletes will be around the community starting next week, and it's one of our biggest fundraisers for the athletic boosters. And our boosters are so gracious because they give back in so many ways. Almost every uniform that we have at Medina is purchased by the athletic boosters. They give away five $1,000 scholarships in the spring to senior athletes. Scoreboards, facility updates. We just are very blessed to have them behind us and supporting us, and I'm very proud, and they do a great job. And they don't, it's always volunteer work, and people don't understand that. They're doing this out of the pride for Medina and what they want to give back to this community and school district.
Sure, no question about that. I mean, they're not just giving money, they're giving time and energy, all that good stuff. That all certainly adds up. Well, hey, we appreciate you coming by here. I know this is a tough time of the year to get out of the office. You're a very, very busy man, so we appreciate you stopping by. Safe travels to Columbus tomorrow. Get back here safely.
I will.
And hopefully you can enjoy what's left of the fair weekend when you get back from Columbus.
I appreciate it. Thanks again for having me, guys.
All righty. That's Todd Hockey, the athletic director at Medina High School. We're going to take a break here on Bullseye on the